preschool almost from birth. It might sound like a radical idea, but parents who expose their babies to music, numbers and books are already on the right track. One of the world's leading experts on the economics of human development has released new research showing the lifetime economic benefits of the earliest possible preschooling for children. Nobel Prize winner James Heckman has found that early childhood education programs, starting when children are just 8 weeks old, can vastly improve the lives of poor children. Emily Burke reports.
The new research by James Heckman is based on two North Carolina programs that began in the 1970s. They enrolled low-income African-American infants when they were just 8 weeks old. The babies were cared for 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year, until the age of five. Alongside the educational offerings, the children got regular medical checkups, and they were tracked until they were 35. The graduates of the 0-5 programs were found to have higher IQs than the children that didn't enrol. They were more likely to finish high school, less likely to end up in prison, and were generally healthier over the course of their lives. Heckman also found the rate of return had a dollar figure. For every $1 of public investment, there was a $6.30 societal benefit.
One of the things about James Heckman is that politicians listen to him. So his work is highly regarded.
Sandra Cheeseman is from Macquarie University's Department of Educational Studies and a specialist in early childhood education.
It makes sense, you know, if you invest in young children, given what we know now about how the brain develops, if we invest in young children young, we are going to see the benefits. And I think his work is interesting because of that. That involvement of children in early childhood settings enables their parents to go on and continue their education and their work. And so there are multiple benefits. It's not just benefit for the child.
But she says the value of early childhood education is still not fully appreciated, socially or politically.
It is difficult to understand the baby as a learner, but in some of the recent work that I've been doing of really taking some time to watch babies, they are incredible learners. They're incredibly interested in things. They've got a real drive and a real agenda to learn. So if we can provide a really rich environment for those babies, I think we'll be doing the right thing. But I think we've got to get that message across to government that these really are very important years for the foundations for children's learning and their life outcomes, and investing at that end, which is what Heckman's saying, is putting your money at that end is where the real value is.
Dr. Shona Bass is from Early Life Foundations, which specialises in children's development, teaching and learning.
And so on the one hand, there appears to be a lot more conversation around early childhood, but it's not translating into the action that needs to take place.
Dr. Bass is critical of the funding arrangements for high quality education.
It does take time, but it has to start somewhere, and it really starts with the acknowledgement of these early years. Lots of money that's injected into secondary school, there's lots of money injected into primary school, but by then the horse is bolted.
But she says it's not about introducing formal education earlier.
Early childhood education is all related to whole child, and it's all related to attachment and relationships and exploration through play. Early intervention is letting children be children, to make them feel safe, to feel attached to a significant adult in their life. And it really provides the scaffolding for everything else that they build on as they move through their upper years of schooling.
What is it? What is play-based learning?
So play-based learning is not where they do activities, not where they play games. It's where they're actually hypothesized testing. It's providing that opportunity for the child to make sense of their world around them and to explore everything through every sense.
Dr. Shona Bass from the Early Life Foundations organisation. Emily Burke was the reporter.